This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Boy, you won't be able to touch me. You ain't never fought a 135 in your life. You too ugly to be champ. I'm fucking champ.
Can you fight this nigga talking mad shit, man?
We're fighting next. Let's go. Let's go.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jeremy Piven.
And I'm Mike Tyson.
We are here at Hotboxing with King Ryan.
No shit.
Ryan, man, Garcia.
Man. How you doing, man?
Doing good.
I know when you have the opportunity to walk down the street, people must say, hey, I saw your fight.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on, definitely. Yeah. I'm just so blessed to be here, first of all. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Jeremy, to have me, you know, here.
No problem, brother.
And, yeah, that fight was a great moment. It was it was a chance to show people who I really am. And I think that fight just, to me, it meant to, like, to let people know, you know, you're not who people tell you are. You know, you're not a piece of shit. You're not a bum. You're not anything. You're not a social media star. You're who you choose to be. You know what I mean? Like,
did you think that about yourself?
No, I didn't. You know what it was? It was having that moment and, like, can I pull it off? Like, if that moment comes and I get to show who I am, can I actually, like, what I believe, what, you know, can I pull it
through? Do you think because you got knocked down that and got up and won, that shows who you were?
I think to the people it does.
A certain form of character?
I think to the people it does. I think to myself, I kind of knew I had that in me, and that's why I was able to do it, but to the people, it definitely showed who I really am.
Yeah, that was a wonderful victory, too.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
I saw you throwing those hard shots before you entered the ring, and it was a trip. You know, it was almost like you knew. Well, you tell me, man. I don't want to speak for you. Did you know you wanted to prove your power in this fight?
I definitely prepared myself to, you know, keep throwing those blows as hard as I can, you know, as many times as I can if I have to.
Yeah, you throw with real bad intention, which is cool.
Yeah, I like it hard.
Yeah, keep throwing.
Yeah.
So tell me, I'm close with Devin Haney. What do you think about him? Is he in your future?
Definitely, he's in my future. Of all those fights I want.
Who do you want to fight?
Tank Davis, you know
right
that.
Now, today.
Two rounds is
you
all going to
fight
take.
Tank Davis.
Tank Davis.
Where are you, Tank? Tank, I did an interview with Tank, too. And Tank, mm-hmm. Think he's ready.
He's ready.
Yeah?
But I'm ready. I'm already.
You really want him?
I see it. Second round knockout. Calling it right here. Man, I'm gonna sit up straight because I need to take it to go. I don't want him to see
What's
me
his
slouch.
Name again? Tell me his name.
I don't. You can call him whatever you want.
All right.
To me, Javante Tank, you call him whatever you want. You can all make him seem like the baddest creature on the planet. Just know.
He wants you,
two
Tank.
Rounds.
I can't believe anybody called out Tank. Nobody ever called out Tank.
Man, you know, people may be afraid, but I know what's going to happen. It's second round knockout. Mark my words.
We'll come
back.
This shit.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to come back here. We'll talk about it. And you're going to ask me how I knew. That's what you're going to ask.
Holy shit.
This is incredible confidence, man.
I loved it.
It's
confidence breeds success, and success breeds confidence. I was taught that.
Indeed. And you know, he was talking about bad intentions. And I think, Mike, you have a reference for throwing punches with bad intentions.
Oh, yeah. My mentor told me, yes, with bad intentions. Have no emotions.
Yeah.
That's what fighting about, controlling your emotion. Because no one, fighting is really unnatural. Even though it's something that God gave us, and I don't know why, but it's unnatural. We're not made to fight because that's why we have to wrap our hands, because our hands are not made to be hitting people. Right. And it's just something instinctively in us.
You know what I've always said to myself? It's about being calm in that chaos.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it's a chaos, but if you're calm in it, you could see a lot.
You know, that's cool, but when you go to the level of calmness, when you liberate yourself from yourself, when you can see yourself working.
Yes, exactly.
You know, when you're almost like you're above yourself, aside yourself, watching yourself.
You're blowing my mind right now because this is exactly what I feel. It's like people ask me, how do you get in the zone? I don't know. I feel like I'm there, but I'm not there. So they ask me, well, how does that happen? I say, it just comes about. It's God.
It comes in a form of relaxation. Well, it's God too, but you have to work as well. You know, it's focus, pocus.
No, it's not going to be like given to you. You need to work for it.
Exactly, because you have to think, if you really are God believer, God doesn't choose. Why would he choose me over this guy?
No, exactly, you know? Exactly.
It's just that you put in the work.
He sees the work.
Yes, and he put in the work, brother. You did put in the work.
A lot of people, Mike, in this generation don't, and it sounds like we're a couple old dudes talking about back in the day, but, and I'd love for you to speak about this, they want their cookies now. They want to skip the line. They want to take a victory lap, and they don't see all the work that you put in, you know, or that Mike put in to be in the position that you guys have been in.
Well, my idols and my people I look up to are like Ali, Leonard, De La Hoya. There's a lot of people I look up to, Mike, so many legends, so...
That's how I look at dudes. Just know what it's just so many guys that are great at certain things that you just marvel, you know?
And that's where I want to be. I want to be like Ali. I want to be like those legends. And, you know, the only way is to take risks, to gamble. Like, in anything in life, if it's going to be something amazing, it's going to be hard. So I'm not scared about hard. I'm not scared about, oh, man, it's going to be a hard fight. I want it to be hard because that's the time I get to shine.
Well, I was taught by my mentor, the greater the risk, the greater the reward.
Yeah.
100%.
You know, so I always was known to take great risks.
But were you were a little subservient back in the day to Don King and other people choosing your fights. Even though you wanted to fight someone, it wasn't really your call. Is that right?
No, it wasn't my call. Like when I was younger. But I would fight anybody. It was probably because if anybody chose, I would fight them.
Right. Right. And now, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, but there are a lot of guys in your position that would not choose what you're doing. You're going into the belly of the beast.
Yeah, he has called out the beast, though.
Well, and he's calling the round.
Yes.
Here's the thing. I see a lot of these fighters, and, you know, they're all talking about A side, B side, C side, and whatever they want to talk about. It's like, that's not what boxing is about. That's not what it's going to be. That's why boxing is not where it should be. And I'm here to make a change in this sport. I'm here to bring it back. That's why I'm here. So I'm gonna do whatever I can do. I'm gonna keep calling Tank out. You hear me, Tank. You see it. You're gonna watch, and you're gonna know. Second round. That's all I'm gonna show you.
This should be Tank's next fight.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Can I say something real quick, Tank? I'm gonna say it in front of Mike and Jeremy. If you do not take this fight, your legacy is forever tainted. Nobody.
Oh,
will ever remember your name. Nobody. The money's there. I know you love money, but money's there.
Damn.
If you don't take the fight next, your whole legacy forever is tainted if you don't take the next fight with me.
Oh, my God.
God damn, Tang. I ain't never heard no shit like this.
I know, that's amazing. But because we're living in a time where people want to make the most money possible. So they would take 5 easy fights before they even stepped up to Tank. This is, I mean.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's like you want to learn. You want to get better. You want to be the best version of yourself.
They want to squeeze out all the money they can. I want to squeeze out all the greatness I can.
Wow.
There's a difference.
Greatness. God damn.
That's heavy. We just have to
That's
let
heavy,
that sit.
Yeah. It's just greatness.
I want to embrace vicious mediocrity. No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't.
You're crazy.
No.
You know, this is the deal about greatness. Greatness chooses you. You don't choose greatness.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Man.
Yeah, it chooses you.
That is amazing. It makes you feel happy, but you know what's going to come about it. It's going to be hard.
But this is something I always, this is what I learned. I met a lot of great people, but most of the great people I met, they weren't good people. Hmm. So you have to deal with that perspective. Are you going to be great or good, or are you going to be both? No, real talk. Most of the great people I met, they weren't good people. Real selfish people.
I could see that. But I could also see a great person being a good person.
I could see that as well.
Will it be hard? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But as I was saying, most of them I met weren't.
I feel like Ali would have been good.
Ali was magnificent. I met a lot of them, though. There's a lot of great people, you know.
Most of them are selfish, right?
Yeah, some of them have right to be so, but it's just not right. Even though you have the right to be that way, naturally, it shouldn't be that way. We should all take our beatings in the end and just be humbled by them instead of being bittered by them.
Did you used to be selfish?
Absolutely. That's all I knew. You know, my conscience was my dick.
Dang.
That's all. Selfish. I'm the youngest champ ever. I deserve how hard I work. I come from nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
And then life told me, you know, life humbles you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang. Pretty deep right there.
No, it does. It does.
Yeah.
If you had another chance, what would be different?
Nothing.
Nothing? To me, you paved the way for myself.
Really?
You, Ali, everybody, because it teaches me, you know, because there's a lot of great things you did. You know, the things you said, you know, like the outrageous things you said, to you, it's like, man, that's bad. I don't want to be that type of person. But to me, it's like you gave the fans excitement, entertainment. You didn't know, but you were making somebody's day by getting them excited. But you did it because, I don't know, for other reasons, but you didn't even know you were getting people excited. That's what I want to do. I want to get people excited when they hear me talk. You were giving me excitement.
You know what? I'm an entertainer, too. You know, sometimes I'm dark, but I'm an entertainer. That's just my mentor. That's the word he put in me. It's to entertain people.
And I think it's all about intent. What is your intent when you're saying it? Is it to really hurt that person, or is it because you want to give people excitement? I want to give people excitement. I say these things because I want somebody to be like, dang, I want to watch him fight.
But listen, check this out. This profound. You want to excite the people, but in order to excite them, you have to hurt him. You don't want to hurt him. You want to be, but in order to get them, you got to hurt him.
I just hope it don't hurt too much.
Oh, no, it got to hurt a lot. You want love. You see, that's what you want, greatness and love. You gotta earn it. You gotta earn like people.
Ali, Bumbaye, kill him.
Yeah, Mike. I mean, you've articulated in the past when you say you punch with bad intentions. There was a time when you were working towards something very specifically when you were punching people.
Oh, go punch right through them.
Mm.
My objective was to go through them, right through their brain, through their guts, just to punch through them. That's my mentor teaching. My mentor was very calm, but he didn't take it personally. He just knew we were in the hurt business. Our job was to hurt people as much as we can. And that sounds pretty weird, right, when you think of a nice old man. But that was just our business. We were in the hurt business. We're beautiful people outside of that. But during that process, this is what we do. We hurt people.
By teaching you the sweet science, that duality of how difficult it is to do what you guys do, all the angles, all the preparation, and yet you add that element to it of bad intentions.
You see, he's nice and humble and everything. In the rest of the world, he's a nice kid, but in the fighting world, those are the characteristics of a killer. Oh, he's so nice. He's, you know, big time. Then he gets in the ring.
Yeah. Like that body shot.
Oh, absolutely.
The body shot that put Luke Campbell down.
Oh, I felt it. You know, he's a little guy. I felt it. Yeah. And this time, listen, I saw you hitting on Francis, and I'm going to put that shit on you and hit on you. Let's box right now. Yeah, hey, let's do that shit.
Or you
break
that good.
Shit. You beating on all these motherfuckers.
Leave me
man.
Out of that one.
It would be good to see you guys, you know, have a moment where, you know, Mike was mentoring you.
No, I would love that. That would be an honor.
What's your sign, man?
Like a horoscope?
Yeah.
Leo.
Oh, fuck, you're a megalomaniac, baby. Ah. You can't help it. It's good stuff. You're the leader, baby. Everybody got to see you.
I'm a Leo, too, so I identify. What about you, Mike? What sign are you?
Cancer. I'm that sensitive guy. I'm the guy that like the carpenters and shit.
That's right. Mike told me I need to be more sensitive, and he started playing me the carpenters the other day.
I get that sometimes from my mom. It's like, you don't got no sensitive chip. Yeah. I do sometimes.
Well, I think that's also the way people see you.
Yeah.
Because you're a good-looking kid, and you work hard, and you have these fans. And it's almost like I don't know if some of the people realize, first of all, how hard you hit, how hard you work. Do you think some people, even like Luke, didn't realize your power walking in and they took it for granted?
Definitely. When you take first glance at me, you just don't know what's within me. So that was the
That's
thing.
That's interesting. Because, you know, as a fighter, and I'm sure Luke has studied you, he had to be aware of your punching skills. He saw the people you fought and stuff, and they're respectable people, and you're knocking them out. But I don't think that he was that you're perseverant. I don't think when you got up, I don't think he thought you were going to get up. And then if you did get up, he thought you were going to still have bitch in you or mm-hmm, something. Mm-hmm. He didn't expect that kind of perseverance.
And that's what I love about boxing.
And that's why he gave in, because
I hit him with my best shot.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Hey, that was the best shot he could have landed. But God. That's the thing about boxing. Like, it tells you the truth. No matter what, it's going to tell you the truth when you step in. That's why it's the most honest sport in the world.
Yeah. Listen, as soon as the two guys get in there, you could tell what they are. As soon as they're in the ring.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons I'm fascinated by what you guys do, because I always get a second take. I can always, you know, fine-tune it and make it better and continue to grow. And I know, Mike, you're a natural-born thespian, and that's that's your journey right now. But what we're fascinated by is you get one take and, you know, you got to get in there and you got to thrive in that moment, which is fascinating.
You know why we fight? Because it morphs life. You know, fighting two guys in the ring is everything what life is about. Yeah. Who's going to give in under the pressure?
Mm. Right. Yeah.
Who, not necessarily who can give, but who can take the most. Yeah. That's what life is.
Yeah.
Who can really take it before the other guy gives in?
Exactly.
Is the pressure going to make you into a diamond, or are you going to just fall under? That's really what it is. The perfect thing about boxing is it's unperfect.
Yeah.
But when you think
you don't get a second take, because that's not what life is about. You don't get second takes.
No.
All you
and
get
pressure
is one chance.
Is an interesting scenario psychologically, because when you think of pressure, you think of a guy in the ring punching you and a lot of punching you. That's not pressure. Getting hit is not pressure. Pressure is the thought of being hit, which is a million times worse than actually being hit.
That's crazy. Isn't that crazy? It don't make no sense.
No sense at all. The mind is the enemy.
You know what I said? I said, before I go in the ring, I'm saying to myself, I hate boxing. Like, I hate it. It's the pressure is so much. It's like, what the heck? But like,
that's real talk.
Yeah.
No, like, I'm thinking in my head, like, this is horrible. Why in the world would anybody want to
feel that way too? Listen, in my dressing room, I'm a wreck. I'm just a wreck. And then I start walking down that aisle. And then once I'm in the ring, I feel like I'm a god.
Yeah. It's different, right?
Woo! It's a different, that's a different feeling, man. Yeah. Going through that weird, insecure.
And it's like you're transforming into something else. Like, and people are like, what do you feel like? I said, I don't even know the exact moment, but it's like, and then you're like, you're just.
Sometimes in my dressing room, I thought I was going to have a heart attack or pass out before. The next thing you know, they say it's time to go out or something. Boom. Disciplined.
So much of a variable to being great with what you guys do is it's how you handle that moment. Because the guy you're facing, if you think about it, what's crazy about Mike is everyone he faced was bigger than him and weighed more than him.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's this open division. It's another added element.
It's a hard division. I mean, that shows how special Mike is.
Yeah.
For him to be fighting these giants, and Mike is...
I never looked at it as me being special. I wanted to make my mentor happy, and to make him happy, I had to hurt them. I guess not be, but I had to hurt them.
Yeah. Hearing that from Mike is confirmation. Like, that's what makes you great. You ain't fighting for yourself. You're fighting for somebody else.
You know what
else.
Greatness is? Greatness is doing something that's very, very difficult with the simple of ease. That's all greatness is. People make greatness is, what they're talking about is honor. Mm. And you can't win honor. You're born with that shit. You can lose it, though.
Mm.
Some people in the process of winning honor, we lose it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we don't know we have it. We're born with it.
Right. Mm. Is there something, maybe even subconsciously, that you maybe wanted to get knocked down to learn that lesson, to see if you're capable of navigating it?
That's a good question. I don't know if that knockdown was meant to be or whatnot. I really don't know. But Before I went into the fight, my ankle wasn't hurting. The moment I'm in the locker room, my ankle starts a little tweak, and I'm like, weird, it's odd. Mm. Don't pay no mind. I'm in the ring. I think about my ankle for a split second. I look up, and I just react. It's not that I wasn't ready. I just reacted, and then I get hit. And people say, you see black. I seen light. I don't see
crack.
No, yeah, I don't see no black. I seen light. And then I was like, oh, man, I'm on the floor. Felt great. And then I was like, you know what? I could get back in there. I wasn't losing the fight. I just got caught, and I went right back to it. But it's for, like, to me, I didn't feel embarrassed. I didn't feel out of control. I just said, okay. It felt kind of like it was right. It was a very special, crazy thing that shouldn't have happened, but did happen. But I'm happy it did now.
Right.
You know?
Do you think it's a good thing that happened?
Absolutely. I bet you most of the people, like the old school guys, said that was good that happened.
Yeah, they did.
Now, so now you know you can get back up. Now you know you don't have to panic. You know, if that happened, take your 10, your 8 count or whatever, come back up and continue fighting.
Yeah.
Is there anything he could have done differently to avoid that particular shot?
Well, listen, I noticed once he got up, he kept his head down. Mm-hmm. For that split second, his head was up.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
You saw that in the ring? Yeah. Your head was up. Uh-huh. Then I saw your knee started putting the air.
It started going like that because I had to be a little tighter. Obviously, Luke is a pretty good rangy fighter. Mm-hmm. He knows how to use his distance right. He was faking a lot. So, you know, I put my head up, and he cracked me. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep this head down and just keep on, you know,
always have your head down.
Yeah. It's just those little tiny...
Listen, fighting is not a second, it's a tenth of a second timing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The slowest guy that you see, his hands are faster than a second. Even the slow guy is faster than a second. Can you believe that?
A second
is real slow in boxing.
Yeah.
You know, a second, a fucking second. That's too slow. That's
they're like,
too fucking
slow.
Right. A second.
What's the worst thing you can do in the ring? Is it for a moment doubt yourself, or what's the...
Never doubt. You shouldn't even be in there if you doubt yourself. The purpose of fighting is to build character, to make you enthusiastic about fighting. So can you imagine their ego thinking about they're going to represent God and one day reign with God? You don't know the ego of a fighter.
Yeah.
Sometimes they think they're God.
Mm-hmm. That's when you could get humble real quick.
Yeah.
The thing is, you asked the question, what was the worst thing you could do before getting in the ring? Is not working out hard.
Oh, listen.
If you want to know the worst thing, is not putting in the work. Because a 4-round fight could feel like a 12-round fight if you don't work hard.
Listen, know what I always tell people? I'd rather fight hurt but be in condition than not be hurt and then be out of shape.
Yeah.
Because I was hurt during the training. And they said, Mike, man, what you going to do? I said, I'm in shape, though. I'd rather fight hurt and be in shape than not be hurt and fight out of shape. You
exactly.
know what I mean?
That's
right?
That's so true.
You don't want to be gassed in
no,
a ring.
No, you don't want to doubt that you're gassed. Yeah. Then there's some guys that could drink a fifth of alcohol, go in there and fight all night and fight great. But without it, they're bums.
That's so crazy. Because they need to be
bum.
Relaxed, right?
Yeah, without it, they're bummed. But they smoke, they drink that liquor, and they go in there, and they're lions.
Right.
Alcohol is such an illusion, though.
That's what it is. You know? He put his hope in the bottle.
That's crazy.
His faith and hope in that bottle.
Even though it's killing you little by little.
Yeah. Yeah,
no,
but
it's
that's...
like every kind. It's like cocaine. Yeah. It helps you at the beginning. Then it takes away so much.
Yeah. It's an illusion. Like, I remember you saying that. It's all
illusion. All an illusion.
Right. I love it.
You just have to like all these songs and stuff. Sometimes we're in prison for my memories. You know, you're young now. Well, no, you remember probably being poor, things happening. You know the bad things that happen in your life. We're all prison to that shit. But anyway, that's the stuff that enrages us to succeed in life.
Right.
But consciously.
Yeah. But we never forget it. That's the torture. Yeah. It expels us the greatness, but we never forget it, and that's the pain.
And you can tap into that pain.
Oh, absolutely.
And use it.
That's the
it's
whole
your friend.
Thing. Yeah, no doubt about it.
That's definitely the case with acting. You're,
absolutely.
So the actor's nightmare is you're thrown out on stage, you're in the middle of a play, you don't know what play it is, and you're lost, and you have to dig your way out. What's the fighter's nightmare? Is there a nightmare that you guys have had?
No, listen, just being humiliated. That's our nightmare, is getting beat up and humiliated. And but then we don't realize that exposed who we are. And that's what makes the people love you even more.
Mm. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. You're absolutely exposed.
There's so many things that you could be scared of before going to a fight. I get so many doubts, so many things trying to make me doubt myself. And it could be from the weigh-ins to the press conference, from the fight. But to be honest, it's just all things like that's an illusion in itself.
It's all an illusion, yeah.
It's all an illusion. And I actually told myself that before my fight.
But without that illusion, you wouldn't be able to perform the way you do.
And
a fucking illusion.
That came into my mind, which is crazy. Before my fight, the doubts were trying to hit me, and I said, it's all an illusion. I remember Mike said, I was like, this is an illusion. I'm about to go in there and destroy this, man.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And when I hit that stage and I seen those people, man, it was my moment. I just let myself be free, and I knew what I was going to do.
Is it a different...
How old are you?
22.
Mike, how old were you when you became heavyweight champ?
20, but can I tell you something? It's like a dream. It's the way I act back and the way I believe what the words I use. It's just like a dream. I was just a little kid like him.
Yeah, absolutely, man. But it's different now. Because you were living, for the most part, under the radar. You're in the Catskills, you're training. You know, he is navigating a world and doing it beautifully where so much of it is being documented, you know? Yeah. And he's embracing it. But our reference for people that are on YouTube and that are using that medium are people that don't really work hard. You know what I mean? Yeah, and they're using that medium for their own profit and gain, and they may not be really skilled. And this is something different.
Well, listen, that's awesome, too. You know what? But know what about him? By him, this changes boxing. By him being involved with that, instead of people knowing him in half the world, they know him in the whole world now. Mm. This is good for information. You just have to know it. Don't get caught up with it.
Right. Yeah.
But then you have to understand this. The biggest narcotic in the world is what?
That. Dopamine? Oh, that.
No, dopamine. That. That's the biggest narcotic in the world. Now, I'm teaching you this right now. This right here is more powerful than food and cocaine, acid, whatever you think is the powerful drug. This is it. Everybody wants to be a part of it. They want this in their life forever. Some people can't live without it. They want to die in front of it.
Ew.
Oh, no. Uh-uh. But this is a stem of your greatness. This helps you show your greatness all over the world.
That's what I do it for. That's why I do social media. That's why make sure that, you know, I reach as many people as I can, because to me, I look at it as, like, I want to inspire as many people as I can. I will not stop to the day I die to reach more and more people, just to give them hope and to give them passion and to give them something to fight for.
How long
for
you want
to
do that? Always. How long do you want to do that, though?
Forever, to the day I die. I will never stop, and I will continue for the rest of my life. I promise that's to everybody watching. I will never stop till I inspire the whole world. Love you guys.
Right.
Wow.
It got you already. You don't even know it.
Man, hey.
It got you already. It got you already, right? Yeah.
You see my switch, because that was you, though.
No, listen, I'm the same way. Yeah. Once you turn this, I'm the humble Muslim. Once you turn this on, hey, I'm the king of the world. I'm God. I don't know. I'm addicted, too.
You got me there. You said, all you had to do was this. And I was like,
I understand. Listen, I understand. That's how come I know. I love it, too. I can't live without it. Now I got this. I can't live without it.
You're addicted, Mike, but you've done the work. You're not defined by this.
No,
you've done the work on yourself.
I'm not defined by this, but my whole motivation was, like he said, I need this to show the world to see me.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. I want the world to see me. That I want to be champion of countries that don't even speak my language.
That's exactly how I feel.
I was listening to some of these great warriors like Xerxes and these guys, and he was saying, he said, I'm king of so many countries. I'm king of countries that don't even speak their language.
Yeah. That's heavy.
Yeah, that's what
some
I want to be.
That's stuff right there, though. That's how I feel. I want to reach people that don't even know what I'm saying, because they can feel your heart. You don't got to speak the same language. People feel your heart. And that's what I plan to do.
When you want to do this stuff, because nobody wants to do, you do this when you can't do nothing else. But when you want to do this and it's not for money, then, whoa, you have a really dangerous person.
Yes.
You have a real dangerous person.
And they can feel it. They can feel that. They can feel that intent when it's authentic.
Exactly.
It's beautiful, exactly, man.
I want to see what Tank and all these guys and Devin think about this guy talking like that.
Ooh.
I don't know what they... Listen, if you said that to my time, you'd be the next guy. Like, sometimes even some guys, like Alvin McCall, he wasn't... I don't think he was experienced enough to fight me, but he used to talk crap about fighting me. So I said, all right, be my sparring partner. Yeah, all these guys thought they were tough, and I said, be my sparring partner.
How did that work out?
It worked out great. He became champion.
That's right. But that's cool that you took him under your wing like that.
No, he thought he was a tough guy. They didn't like, take him under my wing. If you fight good enough and you can help me improve myself, yeah, you're on the team.
Okay.
The objective was for me to break his spirit because he was talking so much shit when he saw me. He knocked the guy out the ring. He saw me. He said, I want you. But he wasn't experienced. But he had like 10 fights then. At the time I said, okay, why don't you come spar with us? Anybody that thought they were tough and was saying, I want Tyson, I said, no, be my sparring partner. Be up there 2 months with me and see if you last.
Right. Well, however you want to call it, that's still ultimately a gift for them. Because you're giving them an opportunity to see who they are.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of them find that they're not who they really believe they are. You know, but then
they got some work to do.
Yeah, but then they continue to stay with us and they became better.
Yeah.
It's the way to go.
Absolutely.
It's all about sacrificing.
I just want Tank to know, you know, he's still going to be a hero of Baltimore. He's still going to be, you know, that man in Baltimore, but... This is my time, it's my moment, and it's my era, it's not yours. But you had a good little run, but it's not. You're not here for a long time, I'm sorry to tell you, but I'm here for a long time. That's that.
See how vicious and shady he is?
I'm sorry to say.
You see that?
It won't hurt, I promise you, it won't hurt. It's going to last a split second. You won't even know it hit you. It's just going to...
Ooh, like that?
It's just...
Lethal, lethal.
It's going to be a very calm knockout. Just a very, boom, it's over. And I'll pick him up, too. I'm going to pick him up. I'm going to lift him up.
He is so much different than Oscar. This is like Ricky Ricardo in fucking boxing gloves, right? No, serious, right? He's fucking entertaining. He's fucking gorgeous, and he's talking physical shit. This is incredible.
Yeah. So Oscar didn't, forgive me, because I can't quite remember right now, he didn't really call people out like this, is what you're saying.
Well, Oscar called people out, too, and stuff. But, you know, I could tell... From Oscar and everything, he picked everything up and he's using everything, you know?
Got it. A lot of people paved the way for somebody.
Yeah, you know? Oscar was one of the massive mega stars.
Yes, for sure.
You know?
Absolutely. And he's one of your mentors.
Yeah, I mean, him, Canelo, Bernard, so many people. I'm so blessed, so grateful to have so many amazing people around me. You know, I couldn't write it up better. I mean, for you to have the pound for pound champ right now, Canelo Alvarez, you got Oscar De La Hoya, you got Bernard, and so many people along the way.
Listen, young man, you're your own man when you liberate yourself from them.
Yes.
You know, they're great to be on your side, but it comes a time you need to liberate yourself from them and be your own person and establish your own domain around you.
Yeah.
And don't have to share with other people unless you want to.
You're right, Ashley.
That,
you know,
every fighter wants to do that deep down inside. Even though they love who they're with and they help them, they want to liberate themselves and be their equal. The equal of Oscar and Bernard and Canelo and all that. I want to be their equal. I want to look at them like this. I don't want to always look at you like...
Yep.
But it's interesting because you're in the mix with Canelo. So you're side by side with him. And I think, you know, from where I'm sitting and watching you, it affected... your presence in the ring.
I mean, when you're around somebody that, you know, is at a higher level at the moment, if you're not naive and ignorant, you're going to become something. Because, you know, the only way I wouldn't be able to gain something from that, just seeing it, is if I was ignorant and stupid. You know, I'm not. When I get a grasp of something, I won't stop till I take it to a whole nother level. Mm. So, you know, my whole goal is, you know, Ali was the greatest. In my eyes, what I want to do is to be the last greatest ever. I mean, he put that there, but I want to be the last greatest ever. That means He paved the way. He showed me where it could be, but I want to be the last one to do it. There's no one greater than me after that, and that's that. That's
my
dream.
But you could do that and still be an entrepreneur as well.
Let's do it all.
Yeah. No, but really, yeah. You could do that and be an entrepreneur as well and control your own destiny and write your own checks and don't have to wait for somebody else to have your money before you get it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Somebody else, you know, checking your money out before you get it.
That's true.
Write your own checks. Right. We write our own checks at Legends Only League. We write our own checks.
Dang. Nobody write. Okay.
I'm the boss, baby.
Let's go.
There you go.
I'm the boss.
But, I mean, you learned the hard way,
Mike. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's good to learn that way, but I learned.
There you go.
Some people, look how many people went through that, what I went through, and they still didn't learn. They killed themselves, they OD'd and stuff, and they just gave up on life.
Right.
You know, and I was going that direction, too, and then all of a sudden, I met my wife. I knew her for years anyway, but we got together, and things just started changing. I don't even know. Maybe she was the good luck piece, but just started changing rapidly.
Yes.
Rapidly.
She's definitely been an angel in your life.
Yeah, so I know if you take this boxing stuff too serious and get caught up with greatness, you know, this is what I found out. The step from, there's only one step from the limo to the gutter.
Mm. Oh, dang. Wow. Actually, back.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure your parents must have said that too, huh?
Yeah.
That's real old. That's saying it's real
that's
old.
That's heavy. It's very heavy.
Yeah, if you step out of that car, that gutter right there.
Yeah.
Right.
So don't get used to that limo and think that you can't fall.
Exactly.
You can fall at any moment.
And you
God will tell you that.
Yes. And you touched upon it earlier. You said something about, I'm not a god and I'm not a piece of shit. And if you're somewhere in the middle because you can see yourself and have, and as we were just saying earlier, you know, it's a narcotic and you have all these people celebrating you and following you and you can get drunk on that,
mm-hmm.
And forget who you are. And the more you know who you are and you're present and grounded, navigating that, that's brilliant.
Well, you know, our greatest actors know what they are. I'm with you. They're not, I don't know. What do you say? They don't, they're not balanced. They're extreme. They're either up or they're down.
Right.
It's one or the other. And that's how these kind of guys work.
Well, touching back what you said, where like, you're not a god or you're not a piece of shit, you know? And when I call myself King of the Ring, the way I look at it is like, I'm king in the ring. Like, I'm not, you know, to me, God is king of all. So like, even when I stepped in the ring, when I pray, I take off that crown and I bow down. Right. To what's higher than me. You're not getting higher than God. But ain't no man on this earth will ever make me bow down. And that's fact. All day long, every day. Anybody who steps in that ring to me, they will go down.
I love it. I love
like
it, man.
This guy. This is so cool. I can't believe it. I wish we had the other. We're going to have to invite both of them here at the same time.
We have that too.
Like that. You know, there ain't gonna be no confrontation because everybody would be here, make sure no confrontation. But that, you know, they should both say their piece.
Mike, I think.
Like Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, but no fights.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. Right?
But Mike, you just have to be ready to step in the middle.
No, listen, this is the deal, right? These are two men and they're entrepreneurs. When they get in the ring, they're fighters. But right now, they're entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Mike, I got a Tank on his phone. You want him?
Yeah, Tank.
Oh my God.
Fuck up, nigga.
Oh
hey, Tank.
Oh my God.
What's going on?
I love you. This nigga talking mad shit over here, Tank. Look at this nigga, Tank.
Two rounds, baby. Two rounds. Two rounds. I don't care. You're on pause. Two rounds. Two rounds. You're going to sleep. Two rounds. Hey, it's not going to hurt. I promise you, it's not going to hurt. I don't care what you got. Yeah, yeah, all that. You better open up. You're going to need a ladder to hit me. How tall are you? You 5'5", you don't need a ladder to hit me. You're going to need a Stairmaster. Boy, you won't be able to touch me. You ain't never fought a 135 in your life. Just different. Just, I don't care what
Call
you say. You ain't
nigga.
Got nothing. You ain't got nothing. Boy, I don't care. You too ugly to be champ. I'm fucking champ. And that's from Muhammad Ali. Boy, I'm pretty. You ain't never seen nothing like me. I promise you. You can talk to Mike. Have a good time with Mike.
You hear this shit, man? You hear this shit, man?
On me.
He got dropped by somebody that came ahead.
Oh, don't worry. You can, hey, yeah, hit me with that shot. You're going to need a Stairmaster, boy.
Yes.
If I would have hit him, you know I would have killed him after that.
Hey, keyword. Oh. Keyword. Would have. If.
Can your next fight be with this nigga, man? What the? Nigga, we on worldwide television. Can you fight this nigga talking mad shit, man?
Let's go!
Hey, you lying,
man. He said it.
The world
knows. The world knows. He said it. Next fight. There's no going back now. There ain't no going back. Hey, you better commit to it. Sign that, baby. Sign it. Sign it 1,000. Hey, look at me. I'm dancing. I'm happy. Look, I'm dancing bachata on you. I'm bachata. Bang, there he go. He's out.
A tank man, this is mad. He talking nigga shit. Huh?
That shit is squeaky though.
Tank, you gonna fight this nigga the next fight? Talk to the world, Tank.
Yeah, I'm gonna fight him. I'm gonna fight him next.
There it is.
You gotta fight. Oh shit, the whole world, man. Right.
Uh-oh. There we go.
You're going down.
Let's go, baby. It's set in stone now, baby.
All right, we got it on, guys. The next fight.
Yeah. Let's go. Oh, shit. We all have.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, nigga.
Thank you, Mike.
Let's go. I take this phone, nigga. Who phone is it?
All right, I'll call you back later.
Fuck.
History.
Woo! You know what mushrooms are?
I've seen it a couple times.
Yeah, I've done a lot of mushrooms before the show. Shit, man. This is crazy. Woo! This is beautiful.
Oh, time to relax.
That was great. This is beautiful. That was show business. This nigga talking mad shit. God!
That's a knockout, baby. That's a knockout.
Oh, fuck. This gotta go right away on YouTube, man. This is fucking interesting, man. The fucking Leo had to want the world to see him.
This kid knows how to seize the moment.
That's when the Ricky fucking Ricardo comes out, right? Talking, man. Talking shit.
I love it.
Oh, that was beautiful, though. Fuck.
Wow.
I'm just happy he confirmed it on this.
Yeah, the whole world looking for
this. There ain't no going back now. There ain't no going back. Hey, once he said yeah and the cameras are on, you heard it. He cannot. If he goes back, you heard it. He's his legacy is. You don't even talk about legacy.
Fuck,
it's gone. Right.
It's interesting because when you started calling him out, he wasn't coming back. So, Mike, he really forced his hand.
Yeah, he should have said, man, I'm going to kill you, motherfucker. I'm fighting you next. You motherfucker, you up there. I'm going to fucking kill you, nigga.
Yeah, Javante could have said that, but he felt that energy. There was no coming out.
Oh, man, come on, Tank. You got to fight, motherfucker.
I guarantee you, Tank's thinking of that number two in his head right now. He's seen two. Oh, my gosh, two. He's going to have nightmares thinking about two. Second round,
this
he's
is
out.
Beautiful, baby. God, I could... How this shit going down? We got these two guys fighting. Tank, man, please fight this nigga. Don't embarrass people with shit.
How can he not? There's no way. After this, right?
This is going to be some awesome shit. How do we get to instigate this shit? This is beautiful, man.
It's amazing.
Beautiful shit.
We're going to have to be ringside.
Hey, there's not going to be any people at the fight, you know, the pandemic. If you fight them next... It's still in the pandemic. We're going to have to watch from here. Like there we did go. My fight. We had to watch at the office.
Yeah.
But we wish you well.
Thank you. Thank you. God willing, things will open up, hopefully. Hopefully. We had a little bit at my last fight, like 6,000 people.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? That's so awesome.
Yeah. So I would love for you to be there.
I would love to be there. This is a super fight. What they used to call, back in the 80s, they used to call them the little giants, you know?
Yep.
This is the big time, baby.
That's right.
But listen, Sam, this is what's interesting, too. Well, I know people don't like me to say this to you because you're a fighter. You doing all this shit, do you know how much money, and you know, do you get your shit right? Because most fighters, because when I was at your stage, I had no idea about my money. I let other people take that. You got to be your own business, man. You got to be on your business. And you should write checks to these guys, personally, you. You're right, though.
Yeah, that's
have somebody with a bag hold your checks with you. They have your checkbook, and you should just check. If you feel like just giving the money to the whole world and going broke, you should be the one to do it.
I love that.
So you understand that now more than ever. What would
you shouldn't enter this business unless you're an entrepreneur. That's what I learned. I entered this for my honor that I already had, because I was a fucking, at least I believed that I was a bum, just like this guy. And that's how people take advantage of you. They take advantage of your insecurities. Just like your insecurities make you great, you know, they make you vulnerable as well.
Either way, right?
Yeah.
And you trusted that these people had your best interest.
Not that I trust. I didn't give a fuck. I wanted glory.
Man, I'm still hyped up. Whore. I feel like I want to knock out Tank right now. You got me too hyped up. Man, I feel like I wish he was right here in front of me. Like, you didn't have
you got to think. Fighters got to think like this. Once I beat him, nowhere else I'm going. I'm going closer to God, nigga.
Oh, I like that. I like how you put that. Every fight, I God get closer status. To God.
God
man.
Status, nigga.
Hey, yeah. That's going to sit with me for a while, yeah. Just you saying that.
That's why we fight to get God status. That's really what it is, man. We want people to look up to us.
Yeah.
We don't look up to
I
us.
I just think
that. Ain't that stuff? We want people to love us because we don't love ourselves.
But you've learned to love yourself.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a tough job. It's an inside job. It's really tough.
Yeah. And he already has that love. This is an interesting dude right here, man. Really interesting. Fascinating.
Yeah, but this drug could take the love that you have for you and just give it to this. You give everything you got to this and have nothing for yourself.
And I think I'm okay with it.
I hear you. I love that. Love that. That's who I was. I'm okay with that.
I'm okay. I'd rather just give myself to everybody else and, you know, let God see me as I am. And that's it, you know.
That sounds like you're talking to Karl Marx and shit. You know, that's how I don't know. I don't know. My mentor thought, like, you know, socialist was the world. That was God. You know, everybody should help people and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then how could people know who they are? How could, like you said, how could people know who they are if no one, every time they get knocked down, somebody helps them up instead of them getting up by themselves?
True.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
A lot of
by helping people, we're hurting them. By us taking up, by me taking my son and he's a little, but making sure he has everything for that he doesn't have to work for nothing, it's just struggle.
How do you know who he is?
Yeah.
Is
that how do he? I forget right. Me. I'm living my life. How does he know who he
right.
is?
Right. That's true. That's you true. Know?
By me giving him, every time he hurts himself, I'm putting the bandage on. My wife is putting the bandage on him and stuff. You know, it's just.
Interesting way to look at that, too, yeah.
Now, if I was that way, I wouldn't be who. We would never be here. Mm. If somebody loved me and took care of me like that, I would never be here with you guys.
Right. Mm. But you're giving in ways you don't even know it, both of you, inspiring people, you know? There's a lot of that going on.
Well, you just have to make sure you're inspiring the right people.
You can't control that.
Well, that's how, yeah.
Well, I don't want to be like the guy in Catcher in the Rye, and he inspires, you know, different kind of people.
I know what you mean. You it's know? The message you put out. You know what I mean? Because that's, if you put out a message of hate and this, that, trust me, it's going to inspire somebody to do some hate. You inspire somebody to do good, guess what? That's going to inspire somebody to do good. What's the message you're putting out there? If you're putting out, all I care about is this, I'm going to squeeze out, you know, all this, you know, just bull, like bull, you know what I mean? You're going to inspire somebody to do some bull. But if you inspire somebody to do something good, trust me, that right person to inspire will reach.
What I'm hearing from you is you honor those that came before you. You're always talking about Mike and Ali and all these other guys, and they're people of your generation that don't necessarily have a reference for that, and you're showing them hard work. You know, so this
selfish.
Is different.
There's a lot of selfish going on in
you
the
know,
world.
And I was just like him, but then he's going to reach the state when he's going to realize, why the fuck am I, who am I think that I am that people should listen to me? And then when I thought that way, then I went to the history of thought. You know?
You've been there already.
Yeah, what made me get decided to think that I'm somebody?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why do I think that this world can't exist without me? And why do I think if I die, I'm reaching my greatest perspective?
Well, it's interesting because when you're in that ring, you have to be totally present and feel that there's no one that's greater than you.
It's
and then you have to somehow shut that off when you leave
how do you
the ring.
Now, how do you do that? Don't say you saying all you going through all this one, then it over in like what a second, and now you still have that energy up.
To me, it doesn't go away until you start training for that next fight or something, because that feeling, it don't go away.
And that was different for me. I was on all the time. I was on every second of the day. That's why I got in trouble. I always got assault charges and stuff because I was always on.
Yeah.
I was always on. I didn't know the discipline. I didn't use the discipline. I fell in love with that illusion.
And you went through that journey. Yeah. And you faced yourself. And I think in certain ways you could be a great mentor to him, you know, to Ryan. And, and you know, it's interesting because we're having these moments and it feels so natural and we think, oh, we're going to see each other tomorrow. And the reality is, I don't know when you guys are going to see each other again.
You're going to see me knock out Tank in the second round. That's what I'm
going to see. I'm going to the fight.
Yeah, right.
That's what you're going to see me next.
The fight.
But here's my question, and forgive me for even throwing this out there. Is there anything that you wanted to show him, any adjustments, anything? Because the reality is, Mike, you're off doing your own thing, and
No. What is he's going to figure out? Now he's 22, but all this shit is about is your babies and your family at the end. You got to prepare. That's why you need your liberation, so you can prepare for your family.
Yeah.
These people, they have family, too. You think they're going to take care of your family before their family? And I'm not saying they're bad guys. Let me say you need to liberate yourself. You need to be your own boss.
I have that understanding of that, yeah.
You know. And I don't care who gets mad. Tell them to come see me.
I don't think they want to, Mike.
No, but you know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
nigga.
I know what you mean, yeah.
We're all afraid to confront these guys when we... You got to think about your family. You have babies?
You have two baby girls.
So what about them? Nobody should matter but them. That's real talk. That's real hard shit right there.
Yeah.
Nobody should matter.
Don't care whose feelings are hurt, right?
Absolutely. This is not a feeling game. This is a business. This is objectiveness. There's no feelings involved. What's right and what's wrong? Objectiveness. No feelings. Mm-hmm. Right or wrong. No gray stuff.
I knew there was something different about you. You have two kids.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a level of maturity from this guy that you don't see from 22-year-old kids. Because you've had to step up.
And I just walk with God. I feel like that's where I get my knowledge from. So I walk with God every step of the way. That's why I just listen.
And God told you to take care of your family first. No, I'm serious.
No, that's why I give
you. Go any book.
He confirmed
it. Books. Yep. Go take care of your family. You don't take care of your family, you're nothing, man.
You got to do that. It just has to be second nature. And he's right. I can't worry about whose feelings. I got to take care of my family. I got to make sure they're good at all times, no matter what. So
you see him up here talking to Tank. That's going in other people's pockets before he gets some of that money.
Yeah.
You know, but other people are going to be shuffling. He needs his own guy. Even if they're not, he needs to be his own man. You know, just like I should have been earlier. Your own guy, and you can still love those guys or whatever, but look at them as equals.
The people that took your money and did you wrong, have you let that go and do you forgive them?
Fuck, I'm not mad at nobody.
There you go. That's why
look
you're so healthy.
Look at me now, God.
And that's why you're successful.
I mean? Imagine if I gave up and killed them, and now I'm in jail for the rest of my life.
Right.
Jerking off all the time or something.
Yeah. Nobody wins.
Fucking some people, you're stabbing people. And then when I go in prison, I'm a totally different kind of person.
Right.
Imagine if I do that for the rest of my fucking life because of these scumbags.
Right.
There are people that did hurt managers and hurt their, and then they're in prison for the rest of their lives.
Right. Forgiveness, there's nothing more powerful.
Listen, forgiveness is more powerful than a bullet. Forgiveness. I'm just very grateful that I don't have to hear that word much. That I have, you know, man, people have to forgive me. God damn. The power of that. You'll learn one day. You know. You're not ready for it. Stay the way you are. You're not ready for none of that stuff yet. But yes, you're around. It'll come around. You'll understand that. You understand compassion then. Look at me. I'm a savage now. I'm talking about compassion. The world really kicked my ass, huh?
Man. Shit, whatever you went through, man. And the reason you forgave is the reason why you're right here and doing great.
Yeah.
That's the story of Jesus, man. Forgiveness.
Yes. Forgiveness, yeah. Nigga.
Well, you have a Jew in the corner, but I respect Jesus. Jesus was a Jew, and you know, man. But I still feel you.
Yeah.
We can all pray together.
Every day.
Love all around. I don't care. Together. I don't care about religion. All I care about is relationship with God. That's it.
There you go.
Religion could go a million ways.
Well, you know, when you think about a situation, you think of relationship with God. Just think about this. Many people got killed over it. Many people died over certain gods.
Because they believe their God is the only God.
How do you put God in perspective?
This is the way. In my humbling heart on this subject is, people always say, oh, Mike's this way, Mike's that way. How do you know somebody if you're not close to them? How are you going to know God if you are not close to God or ask God, can I be close to you? You're never going to know. I'm never going to know who you are unless I talk to you every day. You're not going to know who I really am unless you talk to me every day. That's my perspective on it. It's all about having a relationship with God. You could spin it any way, Christian, Catholic. You can go any way you want. To me, it's relationship with God, trusting him, and just getting closer to him every day. Talk to him every day. You'll find out sooner or later.
You ever looked at program like The History of God?
Oh, I think on Netflix I've seen that with
No. It's not on YouTube. Netflix don't have nothing like that. I'm talking about the history. You talking about stuff with Morgan Freeman.
That's
bullshit, okay? I'm talking about you look at The History of God and it's people being perspective. This is what their perspective is. Mm-hmm. You know, how does God come into reality? How does he have so many different names over the time of life? His name has changed all the way to Jesus, Prophet Muhammad.
Yeah,
so
many different
Indian gods. But at one time there were Sumerian gods, and they were the same story, but with different names. Mm-hmm. And then they turned into Roman and Greeks and Americans and Africans. Now we're all the same. But at one time, these same deities, Jesus, Prophet, they were different gods. They got their religion from these gods. Because you know, I'm a Muslim, and I watched in Sumerians. They prayed like this too back then. I said that's probably where that came from, this and this and this, and on your knees. And I said, wow, that was Islam before Islam was thousands of years before it even existed.
Right.
So, you know, religion is in, listen, they have to, under Africa, there's this country that's under Turkey, that's older than Africa, like 9,000 years old. And in there, they found an altar where people was worshipped. So as we know that God's been worshiping for 9,000 years. As we know, it could have been, that's just what we found. It could have been the country that's been worshiping God. We know nothing about God but that it exists in us.
Yeah.
God exists in us.
Yeah.
It's just bottom line.
Our brain is not sophisticated enough to fathom God. He didn't make us that way. But we still try.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's always, we're never going to have like a understanding. It's just, you got to, you know, you got to know that God is forever. He's like, to me, it's like change. It's always change, evolve, change.
And
change.
God's rules, what you think our rules are. Really. I know you read the book, but God rules basically what humans think they are. You know, regardless of what we do behind closed doors, you know, our religion doesn't stop our humanity. Doesn't, you know, form my humanity either. We come from savages, and we were taught to behave and act like this.
Mm.
We didn't just evolve this way. We were taught to be this way, because if we didn't act this way, we'd get punished. Probably hundreds of thousands of years ago, we went through this. But some people evolve more than others, and some people stay having animals and have the animal gene.
Yeah.
That's why we have serial killers. You know, they don't always reform to the human status of following the law and stuff like that.
Yeah. Do you guys feel like when everything aligns, like for instance, when you're in the ring and everything's come to fruition and you're totally present and you're on your highest vibration, that you're closer to God?
I'm only close to God when I'm alone. You know, I don't feel him when I'm in the ring. So that's my ego in the ring.
Mm.
I can only experience God when I'm in the presence of quietness and silence.
But you did say the gods of war have ignited your ego.
Yes, but that's selling tickets, nigga.
Let him know.
I'm selling tickets, nigga.
Man, you got to understand, like, some stuff is just to get the people going.
I learned how to use my ego to take advantage of my ego, stop letting my ego take advantage of me.
Right.
You know.
Everyone has to be quiet and go inward, and we all pray to different gods, but that doesn't mean that someone else's god is any more or less legitimate than yours.
Listen, we worship the characteristics of God, and the characteristics of God is in all the books. You know, that's just what it is.
Yeah,
one is characteristic. I have the characteristics of a whole bunch of religions. But I'm a Muslim. But, you know, if I was just a straight Muslim and didn't know any other religion, then I wouldn't be a wise Muslim. If I only was thinking about my religion, I have to understand everyone else as well.
Right.
I'm not the only person in the world. I have to understand the world to understand life or to understand God. Right, guys?
Like Ryan just said, it's all about change and evolution and growth.
Don't be afraid of that.
No,
God people doesn't want us scared.
To kill. God doesn't want us to kill nobody. God doesn't want us to kill animals. You know, if that's the God we believe in, yeah. You know, I believe any kind of killing, any kind of humans, animals, is a form of self-hate. That's just my belief.
Yeah, and then, you know, you need a little protein because you got fights coming up. So, you know, there's
no. I've eaten fake meat. During my fight,
somebody offered me that to do like a deal with fake meat and stuff like that.
That's the future.
Good.
That's the future.
You still feel strong?
Yeah, I still feel strong too. But listen, it's gonna soon be blasphemous to eat
meat
animals.
Possibly
attack animals. You see how powerful their network is now.
Yeah.
Imagine 20 years from now.
True. It's already
we'll all be eating. We're gonna all be eating It's not processed meat, but it's not real meat.
Yeah.
And just as healthy for you, probably more healthier.
Yeah, they have to figure it out because I've been dabbling in that for a while. And
they got to get it right.
Suddenly you look, what is in the Impossible Burger? Wait a minute, there's more sodium than...
I was in my refrigerator yesterday and I took a piece and I ate, and I said, wow, that's impossible. I just tell right away it was impossible. My whole family got that down. They don't eat no meat. Nothing.
Yeah. This has been heavy, right?
It's been a good moment, I feel like.
No, but listen, this is only, he's a Leo, so he's not like most people. Leo absorbs everything for their leadership.
Yeah.
Leos and the Capricorns are just the fucking obnoxious motherfuckers. the Capricorn, because he's always on the top. Nobody can get him and shit.
I'm a Leo, but my rising is Cancer. That's why I can identify with your sensitiveness.
You do kind of seem sensitive.
Yeah.
Now, he don't want to admit it, though.
What are you talking about?
It's just sensitivity.
I don't hide from the truth. I'm sensitive.
Now, when I played Karen Carpenter, he said, ugh, that's too sensitive.
I didn't say I'm too... I said...
Man, what did you say? Come on, tell me. I know what you said. You're too sensitive, Mike. That's too sensitive for me. Rob.
No.
Didn't he say that? Karen Carpenter was too fucking sensitive to him.
I said, I didn't realize you were this sensitive. I don't know
it
if
wasn't
I'm,
my sensitivity. It's just powerful music.
Yes,
the words
absolutely.
Are powerful.
Yeah.
I want to listen to that music. Is it good?
Listen, can I tell you something? Music educates people.
Mm.
You know, there's something like my father-in-law. He can listen to jazz. There's no words, but he knows the words to it. And there's no words ever written to it.
Mm.
Yeah, jazz is just cold.
I love soul jazz.
It's just so
that.
Beyond my conscience. Oh, it's cold though. It's cold.
I mean,
think
about jazz. Jazz is improvisation.
Yeah.
But everyone's on the same page, and they know the rules. Exactly. And it's like boxing. You're in there, you've got all the tools, and then you have to improvise.
My dad went to school for piano, jazz playing.
Jazz is deep and powerful.
Yeah.
You know, once you in that, it's only those guys only stick together. Those guys are on the same level.
Music is so powerful. What, I mean, think about it. You have to choose your walkout song, you know, to connect
exactly.
to.
Yeah,
exactly.
I've gone through only now two walkout songs that are without, you know, kind of that powerful feeling I felt in them. Mm-hmm. The first one was Superstar from Lupe Fiasco. If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear. If I'm what I say I am, I better step in that ring and not be scared, you know what I mean?
That's right.
And listen, right, you know how we go out to our song? And we go, it's been happening since the beginning of human beings. During war, we're going out with our drums, or whatever it is, the Mayas, whatever it is. Since the beginning of time, our war drums.
Yeah,
that's our right. War, yeah, war
it's
music.
It's been happening forever.
Since human beings.
That's crazy.
Because we have this visceral connection.
And I just started thinking that.
Connection to that music, you know what I mean? That music does something to you.
It's spiritual.
It's spiritual.
Spiritual.
Yeah, it's spiritual. For sure, 100% spiritual.
Wasn't there a time, Mike, where you were walking out to like a single note? Or what?
No, sometimes when I was fighting God, I just walk out with funeral music.
No way.
Oh, my God.
But you felt that, right? That's something you felt.
Yeah, I was a dark person back then.
Yeah.
Man, you're awesome.
You chose to play funeral music.
Yeah, I was dark.
Because you...
Listen, just like that, I put my whole life into the world seeing this thing. I put my whole life into this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and I didn't like the fucking reflection I got back.
The funeral music.
Yeah, so I changed,
now, but now I changed you have a better relationship with all this.
Well, absolutely.
It's fun.
Absolutely.
Life is a comedy now.
Yes, and you learn not to, you know, you keep your personal life to yourself. Learn that. You know, I didn't have discipline. I was young. I didn't have discipline. I didn't give a fuck. I didn't think I was going to live this long. Then my wife explained, hey, you're going to have grandkids soon. They're going to look at you in a certain way. So you need to change your life and stuff. And then it just started working. I met Rob, and then I did the toad. See, that since I did the toad, my whole life changed.
I heard all that you're telling. Yeah, I've seen every podcast of yours. So.
Yeah, I did the toad, and I got a podcast. I was on the podcast. It's just crazy. It's just crazy. Look, this is, I don't know. I don't even think, but it's magical.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what happened. I did the toad, my fucking life changed. I lost 100 pounds. I just fought somebody.
Right.
That was gross.
Right.
Isn't that a trip?
Props to you, though. You still look strong.
Millions and millions of dollars. Just I'm fucking 54. And, you know, what the fuck am I doing? The biggest show of 2020. What am I doing? This doesn't have nothing to do with my ego. This is just me.
Well, you're displaying
kind of grateful. Shit, huh? Are you grateful for that?
I am totally. I never knew what gratitude was until this moment. You know what I mean? Listen, who the fuck I think I am to be fighting people and making money with everybody starving?
You're
right
just
now.
Like, thank you, though.
I'm just very grateful. You give it away.
Yeah.
You know? I've always been selfish. Anytime I did something for somebody, it was only for my self-aggrandizement. I was getting something down the road from it.
Damn.
I never knew the power of just being kind and giving. You know, I only used it for my self-aggrandizement, but, you know, just to be actually caring for somebody, I never really knew that. You know, not want anything back. I never experienced that, and that was powerful.
Yeah. Mm. Unconditional love.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so selfish. You know, I never knew what it's like to be selfless.
Well, but you're also very open and transparent and raw and real, right. And people gravitate towards that. In a time when everyone's on their best behavior, you're saying, this is me. I'm flawed. I'm trying to evolve and be the best person I can be.
Well, we're all flawed. Some people hide their flawedness really good.
Man.
You know, but we're all flawed, and it's just that I don't have the energy to hide anything. You know, I don't have anything. Eventually, I don't know when I'm going to die. So why am I going to use all that energy hiding something, what I'm really, I was made to be? If there's God, God made me this way, I guess. He made you that way, and this is our personality that we got from God.
And that's the double-end sword of social media. Yeah. Social media made you not want to show your real self, only the best parts of you. You know what I mean? I think, you know, the moment you start just being like transparent, like you said, transparent, real, just this is me. Every day I'm going to work to become better and better and just be that better person the next day. People have to respect that, because if you don't, then you're going to be just denying yourself, because yourself is like that too. Nobody's perfect. Nobody it's impossible. You're running into a hole. You're running into a brick wall.
When you get old, I was the same way as this guy. I was just so much vest. But then you got to realize this country is a country for entrepreneurs. We survive. If you're not an entrepreneur, you're not really going to survive in this status that you're accustomed to.
Mm.
You know, this whole world is a business. It's one big school, so to be. It's a business school as well.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, where you going to make your claim at. You have to prepare for your future. You know, you're not going to fight forever. I know it feels like it is, but you ain't going to fight forever. You might wake up tomorrow. If nothing, fighting the way you might wake up tomorrow, I don't want to do this shit no more. I don't want to give this big percentage to these motherfuckers all my life.
Hey, before every fight, I'm like, damn, this shit sucks. No, so I have a love-hate relationship with this sport.
Listen, I know, and he's only 22, but how long you been doing it?
Since I was 7.
See?
And even the amateurs fights, it felt like professional fights.
Those are the toughest. Yeah. The amateurs are tougher than the pro fights, right?
Yeah, no, 100%.
3 rounds of hell, huh?
No, why though? That's weird, right?
Because
why?
It's us developing as professionals.
Because for some reason, man, those fights were like the scariest thing in the world.
I know, but listen, I wasn't a great amateur. You know, I won like one phony kind of all the Russian guys didn't go there. But the real deal is that once I got 18, it just happens. Without you even thinking, you start getting better. Boom.
That's what happened to me.
I don't know either.
How does that even make sense?
I wasn't a great amateur, but as soon as I turned pro, knocking these everything.
I did pretty good, like I said, in the amateurs.
As a pro, that shit just started going fast. I had 15 fights in 1 year.
Yeah, but Mike, you were thrown into the deep. I want to hear about your story. You were thrown into the deep end of the pool. You were lying about your age from the jump.
Yeah.
So you were a kid. You weren't even old enough to fight these men. And so you got thrown into the deep end of the pool. You had to evolve.
See, my
fast.
Mentor, he comes from the old school. He means he thinks you should fight as many fights as you can as an amateur. Don't care if you lose or win, because you've had that experience, so it won't happen in the pros.
Exactly.
You know, it's no matter how many times you lose. I've been knocked out in amateurs. I've been beating amateurs. Then I turn pro. I'm fucking invincible. You know, it's just like you said. Right? It's just something switched, and it's beyond you.
Right.
You're the same guy, but you're not the same
and
guy.
And something also happened to me when I was 17. Before I went pro, I went through this just anxiety panic attack that I never, like, you know, I never experienced.
Yeah, I had that stuff too.
Yeah, and it was right before I went pro, and you know. To me, now looking back at it, obviously, I feel like it taught me to, you know, learn about myself. And it's the start of my spiritual growth, the start of my just knowing myself better and just an understanding of who I am and who I can be. And, you know, and I just going through that experience comes back to, like, I want to tell kids, like, when you're feeling these feelings, like, it may feel like it'll never end, but it's going to teach you a lot. And I want kids to know that you'll be okay, because some kids won't even notice what it is, because you know you don't ask those type of questions, or you think that, you know, you're too tough to not feel, you know, scared or not feel like can't breathe. You know, there's so much things anxiety can make you feel like, but you're not alone, and people are here. Just talk to somebody, ask some questions. Somebody has been through it. Promise you that, and you're gonna be okay. I promise you.
And just know that feeling will pass. And you mentioned breath. It's about breathing. It all comes from the breath. Because that panic attack is about the shortness of breath.
Exactly.
And especially if you don't know what's going on. You're going to...
It's the
unknown.
But
if you do know, you're just... You'll pass. You're going to go.
Well, I knew what was going on. I was getting ready to go in there and fight another human being. I was scared to death.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And then then I realized this. This is what I found out. Then the whole game changed. I found out... They're more afraid of me than I am of them. And then everything changed. It's going to bah! Motherfuckers. I'm going to fucking kill you. I was out there back then.
That gave you a different perspective.
Different perspective. I was threatening before the fight, threatening the mother, the family, just act like a savage.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the things you said.
Somebody was shaking my, get the fuck out of me. I'm shaking your fucking hand. And that's the only thing I regret. That's the only stuff I regret. I wish I could have. I wanted to talk like a human being to those people. But in order to be what I wanted to do, I had to be a savage.
That was your way.
Yeah, that's what I knew. You know, some guys are just, like Alexis Arguello, he's a gentleman the whole way before he kills you.
No, he's a monster.
He's going to kill you. He's going to fucking kill you, but he's going to kiss you, hold you, and be nice. He talks about how great your family and your father is. And he's going to go through a long intellectual love story with you after he kills you.
Right.
You know.
But I've seen you in the ring after you've knocked someone out. You hug them.
Well, I learned that from him.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I learned that from him.
Interesting.
Like him, like he sees them. They were my heroes, Duran and Ali and all those. See, Ali, we just left. But Ali inspired me because I was in a reform school and they played the movie The Greatest. Then Ali came in and right away I said, I want to be like him. Mm-hmm. And then I got transferred to another place. And at this other place, it was a gentleman named Bobby Stewart who used to be a boxer. And I said, hey, can you train me with you? And he said, no, I'm not training you. Everybody wants to be a fighter. You get your grades up and you start acting like you got some sense and I'll think about it. And so I got on the honor roll and he started teaching me. And then one day he had a little bit of a broken nose, black eye, and he was mad one day. And I thought he was mad, but he was mad because his wife was angry and said, I don't want you to box no more if your nose. And then he said, don't worry, I'm going to take you somewhere else, and this guy's going to take you to the next level. And that's how I met Cuss.
Wow.
All filming from Ali.
That's crazy, all from Ali. All from fuck. And then I avenged him with fucking Trevor Burbick and Larry Holmes. Can you believe that? I avenged him. Man, yeah. Nobody.
Before that fight, did you have that feeling that you could avenge him? Was it like...
That was my mission.
Mm. It's my mission to knock out Tank in 2 rounds.
Oh, I know. Fool.
So you know what's happening.
Tank, you hear this shit, man? You know, man. You got to represent Baltimore, man. They're going to think bad about you.
No,
you
he's still going to be a hero.
Not if he doesn't fight you. You got to fight
him. Oh, he got to fight me, yeah.
You talking mad shit. Because I ain't hear shit like this in Ali. You humiliating, embarrassing people in front of Baltimore, say you're going to still be cool and shit. Tank, man, what the fuck?
I mean, think about from this perspective. People saying he's not ready for Tank. Mm-hmm. He went from proving it, knocking Luke out. It's legit, right?
Olympic
and by the way, you had love for him afterwards. Always. You took a page out of Mike's book, which is great. And now not only are you stepping up, calling him out, but you're calling out the round. You know,
this is what all fighters, especially these young guys, they should learn. We're all entrepreneurs. We're just not fighters. We're not going to fight a fight. We're going to talk and say, listen, this is the most money that both of us are going to make the whole year, probably 5 years from now. Let's fight. And matter of fact, let's get this guy out of it. And we don't need this guy. And we keep most of that money to ourselves. Yeah. Okay? Sometimes you got to tell your friend, hey, just chill out for a minute. I'll break you off, but you're not going to get this. We're going to decide how this money's going to be splitted before I decide to look out for anybody else.
Right.
You feel me, right?
Yeah, totally.
But listen, guys like me and him at this age, sometimes we're afraid to confront our guys. You know what I mean? We don't know. We're not afraid of nobody in the ring, but we're afraid to confront these guys. Ain't that something? All these bad guys, we kick their asses, and we don't want to confront these bitch niggas. And that bitch, you know what I mean? They want to do that to your money. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially if they're taking advantage. They should all know this is a money cow right now.
Right.
You know what I mean? We're making money. We're slave masters. You know, I'm the only slave master that don't have no contract with anybody. The legend's only. I don't want to own nobody. Mm. We just do business.
Well, I mean, Mike, before you beat yourself up, the reality is to get to the level that you guys are at, you have to be so singularly focused. And then you see this guy, well, he must know what he's doing about. He's dealing with finance. I don't know finances. I've been grinding so hard. So you do feel a bit subservient to them.
Yes, but listen. Know what finance is? Forget everybody else and just have a trainer and a lawyer. That's your life.
Mm.
A trainer and a lawyer.
True.
Everybody else is just, even if you do got entrepreneur, I like some people I love, I want to look. I want them to look like me. You know what I mean? Because we've known each other forever. And this is great for us. But it's up to you to do it. You know what I mean? Somebody else shouldn't be taking your money. You should have your own checkbook. I don't care. That's what you should have. You're sophisticated. You got fucking kids. I can see if you're a little wild motherfucker. You're out there. Hey, my dick is... No, you got children.
Yeah,
you got
children.
Your whole game got to change. Fuck everybody. Fuck them. Business partners, they fuck you. Let's change this contract, nigga.
Can you
I got
feel
babies.
He's ready to go right now, man? Right. This guy is ready to fight right now. I can feel it. He's busting out.
But we gotta be fighters in both arenas. We gotta be fighters in entrepreneur.
Yeah,
like that same spirit. That same spirit gotta go into entrepreneurship.
Are you feeling all this?
You know what I'm talking about.
I'm soaking it in. I'm just...
You have to be your own business. Like me, I'm my own business. You know, man, if anybody I choose to break off and look out, that's because I choose. There's nobody else going to do it for me. You gotta be your own man. I know it's tough dealing with that at 22 and stuff, but just remember the two babies. Listen.
That's why I got...
I was left with nothing, and I have all these babies. They don't give a fuck about my babies. They won't care about your babies. It's just the real.
Yeah.
You're a worker. You know what I'm saying? Even though you're a savage in the ring, but you're a bitch in business, people own you.
True.
No, don't feel bad. It happened to me too. Do not feel bad. It happened to the greatest ever.
Yeah. And you're never too old to learn.
No, ever. Never, ever. You have to face your own fear. But once you face your fears, you'll face anybody. You know, this is what I learned. Anybody that you fight is not your enemy. Your enemy and anybody that helps you is not your friend.
Yeah.
Remember that, young man.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you.
This has been amazing, you guys.
Well, it's cool hanging out with you too, motherfucker. Look at
I'm loving it.
I know, Jeremy. Come on, man.
I'm soaking it all up.
Yeah, hey, listen, I've worked with him before, my little boy Miguel. Yeah. Miguel is, what, 18 now?
Mm. Wow.
He's 18. He doesn't want any... Listen, this is... I don't know. He must be hanging out with Karl Marx. Or something, 'cause this guy doesn't want no... Every time I give him, he says, no, Dad, I don't need that. I need probably like $1,000 instead of the fucking $50,000. You know, he's just... I don't know. He's a missionary. He goes to Haiti and all these countries.
That's incredible.
I don't know where the fuck he got that shit from. But,
I think he got it from you. That's a part of you.
He just wants to help the world. Doesn't want everything. Want no fancy car. He got, I gave him a Cadillac truck. He got rid of that. He wants to get this Wrangler shit. And this is interesting. All my insecurities is never going back there. Never going, not even, forget going to Browns. I don't want to go beneath my living space. You know, he throws away everything that he has that is of wealth, and he just lives under wealth.
Mike, can I ask you a question?
What?
Just because I want to know. If there was anybody you would ever want to fight in history, who would that be?
Achilles.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought I was going to be a boxer.
Oh, my God. We thought it, you know. You thought it might be possibly George Foreman. You didn't know.
Ali.
Trying to get as close to God as possible like you, nigga.
Yeah,
that's true.
I got to face these guys. If it's not physical, I got to face them emotionally,
right.
Spiritually.
Everything just right there.
Exactly. That's what fighting in the spirit.
Yeah.
Not physical, but the spirit. It turns physical, but it's all spirit.
All spirit, right? When it comes down to it.
Yeah, it's all spirit. All spirit.
So why Achilles?
Huh?
Why Achilles?
He's the greatest warrior ever.
Man,
I
want to fight.
You fight somebody when you, that's the guy you want to fight.
That's the true test.
Yeah. That's when this is over, I'm going to go to Greece and visit his tomb.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I might want to go to Greece too. Let's go.
There you go. Yeah. I'll document it.
Yeah.
That'd be so random. Ryan Garcia, you know, Mike Tyson, go to Greece.
I wanted to know what was before me. Why am I this way? Why do I think about this cold? And I found out what Gladiator. I found out everything was fighting and all that stuff came around. You know? It was started, Gladiator started during war. They captured guys, so we're bored and say, hey, I bet you such and such money that this guy could kill this guy. And
no way.
Yeah, and they put them in them fight each other.
I didn't even know that.
And they say, hey, if you win, I'll give you such and such, but if you lose, you're just dead. So you better win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ultimate test.
That's the thing. You got to look at the history.
Eventually, you kill enough people, you win your freedom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's gladiators. Yeah.
And there's some guys that just got so addicted, they said, no, they don't want their freedom. Stayed there and did it till they died.
That's crazy.
They didn't want their freedom. They just wanted to keep entertaining because they were entertaining people.
Yeah.
The gladiators... The slaves were the most biggest superstars of the whole Roman Empire.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. True.
They were breeding some serious warriors.
Listen, like they had this Rome there. I must have said it yesterday. That it's just like this. This is why we have this. If we learned from the Romans to set up our couches and shit like this. Mm-hmm. And they had the whatever they got high with, they had it there. It was really old. It's like a couple of thousand years old. It was old. And know what else they had? They had a chipping of the fucking gladiator. It's like a box. Like they got the fucking chipping of a gladiator on the wall. I don't know his name, but it was the guy that they looked up to. Yeah. Nothing changed.
No. You
know? Nothing changed. We learned all that from them. All this stuff.
Exactly.
And you know that the spirit will go from body to body.
Listen, my wife thinks I'm... No, my wife doesn't think I'm too nuts. But I believe this personality we have, once we die, it goes somewhere else. Somebody else gets it. And somebody else gets it.
See what they do with it.
I mean...
Maybe our children, maybe, but somebody else gets the spirit.
I think there's a reason why you're so fascinated with Achilles. There's a reason subconsciously. You know, we don't know if that spirit entered your bodies, our bodies. We don't know. I would have to say that it's a high probability.
We got that spirit of Alexander the Great. We got, you know what I mean? We got that spirit.
But listen, when you think about it, listen, I know it's weird because when you think about the bloodline, it goes all the way to America. His bloodline was in everybody. Conquered everybody. The Romans, everybody. Because once the Romans conquered the Greeks, they interbred with the Alexander bloodline is in Afghanistan. That's what that's why they look the way they look. Well, that bushy hair, that's how Alexander looked.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. You can't explain why you guys at a certain point took to boxing the way you did, the way you embraced that gladiator spirit. You know what I mean? Like, there's some things that are unexplained. Yes, you worked your asses off, but there are other variables that are unexplained with spirits.
Yeah. I think about, like, when I was a little kid, people used to pick on me. Can you imagine? You would never think that.
Same here, but yeah.
You know, people used to kick my foot. I mean, do whatever they wanted to me. Mm-hmm. And just think that I would turn out this way.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I was scared of confrontation. Like, they could tell me whatever.
I used to wear glasses. And that's why I never wore glasses. Somebody took my glasses and they put it in the fucking truck, like the milk truck.
Yeah.
Put it in the gas tank.
One time I was a kid, they put me in a garage. they hung a knife around over my face, and I was just like so scared. I just couldn't do it. All I would say is let's box.
Right.
But I mean, I was so scared though. I wouldn't even dare think about street fighting. Like, I would have to be forced to fight.
Listen, peep game now. Those same people would kill somebody for me.
Exactly.
because of who I became, and them same people that bullied me.
That's a part of your journey.
Yeah.
That's what ignited your spirit.
Just like I bet you those guys, if they're still around.
Oh, man, they'll write me and be like,
all your boys
are
down with you now. The guys, same guys, even they didn't, but these are the same kind that would have picked on me because I became that guy then.
Right.
You know, it doesn't stop. You have to become them to get that love, even without you knowing it. Even though you didn't do any crimes with them or nothing, you become them. That's the only way they show you love. They feel that you're a part of them. Even though you don't do crime with them, they feel that you're a part of them. Mm. That's why they really, you know, and some, it's weird because there's some people, they want something to fight for, like what he's talking about. He wants people to know. Some people want somebody like that to fight for. They have energy. They're out there killing people. They want somebody to fight. They want to do the right thing.
Right.
But all they know how to do is fight. But how do they put that in the right direction?
Right.
And I'm not talking about, they're never going to be fighters. These are real tough guys. Boxing's not for tough guys. You know, tough guys for the street, but these are real tough guys. So, you know, they want to be behind somebody like that because they see positivity in him and they think that shit could rub off on them. It's really crazy about these street guys.
It's a lot.
They want to change their life and they believe they could change it to somebody who's from the neighborhood that changed their life.
I mean, look at Manny Pacquiao. Came from literally the dirtiest poor you could in Philippines.
They're not going to be fighters, but just being associated with him and watching him succeed, they become entrepreneurs and they become successful in another way.
I can't even imagine how many people Manny Pacquiao inspired in the Philippines from, then they're coming from nothing. I mean, to me, that's like, whew. If anybody I could get in the ring with before I go is Manny Pacquiao. Yeah, and just to be in the ring with them, I wouldn't even... You hear me talking like what I talk with Tank. I couldn't even do that with Manny. I just, let's fight.
Because you know that's Manny's spirit.
But Dig, this is the thing about fighting. Know what your job is in fighting when you're a professional fighter? To beat your hero.
Mm.
You just put it out there. I think Manny heard you. I think he'd be honored to get in the ring with you.
You have to beat your hero.
Yeah.
It's going to be painful, but that's when you know you...
I'd probably try after.
You're saying he has to be Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah. I beat my hero Larry Holmes.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
you did.
You did. Yeah.
But you also beat him for Ali.
Yeah, but he was still a great man.
Yeah.
You know, I said, I know fighting. I don't care anybody says Ali duplicate. He's great. He got up off the floor a lot of times.
Yes, he did.
He did.
With some really scary people.
Did Ali whisper something to you when you were in the ring?
Yeah, get him from me.
Get him from me. What did that feel like to have Ali say that
man,
to you?
I don't know. I had a really dark, I was just a dark person back then. All I knew was about hurting people. Can you imagine that? That was my whole goal in life at the time. That I wanted love. All this stuff, everything that we do in life, all this is for love. Even fighting, knowing that this guy has my back. All this is love. Everything's love, violence, everything comes from love.
You wanted Ali to love you, and when he said that to you, didn't it?
No, I wanted him to
respect
me.
Yes.
As a peer.
Yes.
Right.
And he gave you your marching orders.
Yeah, but even then, I just always knew he was the greatest. Even I don't know anybody to tell that crazy stuff. I always knew he was the greatest.
Yeah.
Because the greatest, how could I be better than him? He inspired me. He made me.
Yeah.
How could I be greater, really?
But that's humble. That's respect. That's perspective. And that's one of the reasons why we're gravitating towards you. You may not understand that, but part of it.
I don't know. Fighting is deep. It's so emotional.
The most emotional thing in the world. That's why I love it. But then I hate it. But then I love it. And then I hate it.
No, if you don't have those feelings, then you're nothing. You're dealing with life. You're feeling. You're dealing with feeling.
And everything.
You know, you think you really hate it, but that hate is love. Because you think you hate it, because if you really hated it, you'd still be where you started. You loved it so much. You just loved that camera so much. You'd die for it. It makes you powerful. It's powerful, but that's what it does. It's a drug.
Yeah. I'll die to inspire people.
Yes. You could die for people. You have people to live for. You have to live for your children.
That's true.
You know.
So I better work my ass off.
Yeah, it's all about that. You need to die for them. You know. That's our selfishness. We want all the love. I know, I deal with it too. My kids check me too, because I have smart kids.
Yeah.
And they check me, so I have to be humble too, because my daughter, she's 12, she thinks I'm a God complex, egomaniac. And then I have to say, you know, I have to be this way because some people broke me down and beat me down, so I have to believe them something. She doesn't see that. She goes through a philosophical. She reads books and stuff.
Mm.
She doesn't know what life is. Life is not a book. Life is life.
Exactly.
And you can't get it from no books. You deal with life. It's life. My kids live a great life, but they don't know what I did, where I come from, where it all comes from. They think we were born like this. They have no idea. They think we were born like this. Yeah. They don't know this comes from the gutter.
You know, they're there to keep you humble, man. I remember talking to Bruce Springsteen, and he told me that his kids don't think that he's cool. And your kids may not think you're cool, man, but that's part of it. You know what I mean? It's part of
the dynamics of it all. I know Bruce was, but that bothers us.
I know it does.
Everybody, we can make everybody else jump, but not these guys.
Yeah,
keeps you humble.
You know,
yeah. My daughter Riley, she don't care if I'm on TV, nothing.
You know, my ego did this right. Check it out. This is my ego. I went to my daughter. My daughter's 12, but she was 11 at the time. I said, baby, how does it feel that your father's the greatest fighter since the conception of God? She went like this. I don't know. Yes, Dad. I don't know. And I know it bothered me, but I said, Dad, am I really all this shit that I did? I'm just Dad.
You know what I said?
All this something I did, I'm just Dad. And you that's what humbles you.
It's beautiful. Dad. It's a beautiful, because even me, like, people always, you know, want to hug me or whatever, you know? Like, and just a little thing where I want to hug my daughter and she pushes me away and doesn't care. I'm like, that makes me feel like, oh my gosh, it's you know what I mean? It's like a very,
you get older, you're going to understand this. Every kid in the world will listen to you but yours.
Dang.
You know what I mean? Isn't that something?
It's somehow,
yeah, what is that?
Everybody in the world wants to come, hey, tell me something, inspire me. Your kid look at you, yeah, Dan, go right back in the room, get some food from the fridge, they go in the room, close the door.
Because it's the balance of the universe, but they're closest to you. You know, so they may subconsciously take it for granted.
No.
They don't have the perspective. No?
They see my flaws. The people out there don't see my floor. They see me arguing with their mother. Oh, he's not really a nice guy. Like, he's smiling at everybody, hugging everybody. He's not really that guy. That bothers the kids. Oh, why are these people? He loves these people more than he loves us. How come my kids don't treat me like everybody else's kids do? Because they see things at home that these kids don't see. I'm not that cool guy at home as I am outside in the public. Wow. Sometimes when I come home, the kids are like, fuck.
Dang it.
My wife had to tell them, no, go over and hug your dad. Kiss your dad. Tell your dad you love them. Yeah. They don't know I hear that stuff. They don't know I know mom does that. Go hug your dad. Go see.
Yeah, man. Listen, we all have many sides and we're all flawed. We have many dimensions. And I was just told to do this, and I want to talk forever with you guys. We need to come back and do this again.
Like I said, after
the fight.
The second round. Yeah. We only want to call it a fight. It's two rounds.
And so maybe even go to Greece. We don't know.
We could do a lot.
Possible. We need to have somebody right here to combat you or somebody.
Let's go, man.
God, this guy is so awesome.
He's
right?
Great. Inspiring,
you know,
man.
So many views from this guy. I didn't know this guy was like that. Fucking Ricky Ricardo in boxing show.
Ricky Ricardo.
I say that because you're so entertaining.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, man. We're in
you
your
look
corner,
good.
Man.
Your style. You look good.
Yeah, he Thank cares. Look, he puts it together.
Yeah. Consciousness, appearance.
Yeah, man. We're proud of you, and we're in your corner.
There it is.
Let's do it. Thank you guys for listening.
Greatest of all time. Future Woo! Greatest of all time. Hank, come
King
on,
Ryan.
Tank, you better get out here, Tank, man.
Let's go. King Ryan Garcia in two. We're out.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.